This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us. Brad's Engineering. Thank you, Brad, at Genesis Communications Network. The powerhouse of communications. I'm Vin Finelli. Kyle Harris is with us. And today we're going to be talking about tips from my book, and I've invited him to join me to add, subtract, multiply, or divide some of these tips and his experiences and share with you his thoughts based on some of the things that I have in my unpublished, unfinished, unorganized, not-for-sale book. And Kyle went to college for automotive training. He managed tire sales. He's a certified welder. He worked at a dealership as an assistant service technician. And so he was the guy between the customer saying, here's what my car or truck is doing, and the mechanics. And then he would report back to the customers as to what happened, why it happened, and what to do to prevent it. So Kyle has done those things, and he's built buildings. He is a heavy equipment operator. He knows how to do a lot about a lot. So I thought he'd be the perfect guy to talk about some of these tips from the book. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince. You know what's so funny, Vince? I was thinking about today's show a lot, and my wife had mentioned, you know, you'd ask about a lot of the different things I've done and over the years, and all of a sudden I just kind of waxed philosophical about some of those things. You and I both, and, you know, a whole bunch of the other instructors that were here, we sort of did what we needed to do. And that's how we ended up where we are. You know what I'm saying by that?
Absolutely. We had a problem in front of us. And we looked to the left and looked to the right and realized that if it was going to get solved, we had to do it. And so we used our ingenuity, we used our wherewithal, we used our talents, we used our research skills, and we did it, yes.
Yeah, you know, so I was thinking about something. There's an old song by Don Williams that talks about, he said in this song, he says, I knew a cowboy in South Texas. His face was burnt deep by the sun, and he was part history, part sage, and part Mexican. And he sings about this song, and I love this song. But anyway, he says in this song, he said he cursed all the oil men, the roads and the oil men, and he cursed the automobile. And I was sort of pondering that for a while. And I got to thinking about something that's really, I've come to a conclusion. You know, when we talk about the frontiersmen and the pioneers that moved, west and conquered the land and all of the things that they learned and had to learn how to do and innovate and change and modify and adapt to these different things. A lot of them died, but this is an important phrase right here. The society that they created by their struggle was the best one. And when it occurred to me that when they had accomplished what they had accomplished, and then their children's 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 children didn't have to do that anymore. They become corrupted and weak. And it's like I have come to the conclusion that a person needs land to be able to work and to have projects and to do things with that keeps him stretching and working and overcoming and adapting in order to really be able to say that he lived. And so it's like, I didn't mean to jump too far track, but I've kind of been thinking about that for about a week now, just pondering on those ideas, because you have your cows, you have your land, you have projects that you've got to do. I've got land now, and I have projects, and I create projects all the time, because it's sort of like in my DNA to have to create, adapt, overcome, fix, repair. And those are the things that make life kind of like worth living to me.
So I very, very well said. A lot of times I'll walk into the kitchen and the family will be there, Mrs. Finelli and the boys, and I'll say, hey, and they'll go, no, no new projects.
But you know, something, in the end, one of these days, I think they will thank you for that, because, and I believe, you know, it's like, I don't know about how your kids do things, but when I come up with ideas, and it's constantly, if they tell me they're working on something or anything, I will have an idea about how they might adapt it or change it or something along those lines to make it work out better for them in the end. And most of the time they take it, you know, because they realize that, you know, Dad's done been down this road once or twice or three or 50 times, you know. But I agree with you. You know, it's like there's so many different things that we both have done. And we kind of did those things. I mean, in my life anyway, I did those things because I had a family to support. And I had to deal with two bad back injuries and now this disease that I've got that's similar to MS. But those things I deal with on a constant basis, and it's something that I have to overcome every day, but it is not something that is not overcomable at this point in my life, thank God. But anyway, let's get back to your unpublished, unfinished, constantly evolving, not for sale book.
Yeah, and I have, class, this is not a teaser. I really have no intention of selling this book, but I do have an intention of teaching from it. And so it's not like I'm trying to make money. I have no intention of making money from USA Prepares, none whatsoever. And, well, actually, I shouldn't say that, because the IRS wants me to try to make money, okay? So, IRS, I'm trying really hard. I just don't know how to do it, okay? So, you know, at our next audit, please be prepared to present me with all your ideas and suggestions for how I can make money with USA Prepares, and I'll consider them. I'll actually bring it to the board of directors of USA Prepares, and we will meet about it, and we'll see if we like the IRS's suggestions on how USA Prepares can make money. But right now, we can't figure out how to do it. And by the way, I am the board of directors. Kyle, in your experience as a person working in the automotive industry, at the level where you would be seated, standing, and talking to customers and the mechanics and trying to explain between the two of them what is going on with their vehicles and what the repairs are and why it happened and why it costs so much and those kinds of things, and what to do to prevent it. I mentioned on the air for quite a while that we're having problems with General Motors, and this relates to the book. General Motors engines in their light trucks, you know, their half-ton and three-quarter-ton pickups. They have a V8 engine. It's a 5300 5.3 liter. And we have seen problems with this where there's blow-by. Blow-by is when the piston goes up into the compression stroke and there's an explosion, which is, you know, what it's supposed to do, a gas-air mixture explosion. There is high pressure, and some of that leaks past the rings. The piston rings into the crankcase. Those extra pressures Are and oil mixture and combustion gas blow by is supposed to be vented out through a positive crankcase ventilation system. And because of the excessive blow by and because the oil control rings and the compression rings don't do their job properly, they weren't engineered properly, there is excessive blow by. The excessive blow by is an oily vapor, which gets into the through the positive crankcase ventilation system, and it clogs up the system, and then oil pressure, this misty oil, goes into the intake system, and it interferes with the throttle body, the throttle position sensor, and it fails because it's not designed to be bathed in a mist of oil. So this happens, and the engine starts stumbling and failing and go into limp mode and cause all kinds of problems. Well, we've been reporting this, and we've been reporting that it is a design flaw. It's a manufacturing flaw. There is now a class action suit against General Motors for this specific problem. And I just wanted to say that, you know, we independently here at our farm have figured this out, but we weren't aware until yesterday of this class action lawsuit. And here's what it's saying. It's saying that General Motors designed the engine to use excessive oil because of this escaping mist from the crankcase through bad design and bad manufacturing. So it is a failure that's engineered in. And this is so expensive that it causes these vehicles to stop running. Now, we've fixed several of these for this problem. And I've talked about the repair parts. And the repair parts that come from China are defective in manufacturing. They can cause a throttle body open position where you can step on the accelerator. And with the repair part, the butterfly of the throttle body will stick open because of the machining of the plastic parts and the molding of the plastic parts that hold part of this throttle body together. So what I'm saying is it's a serious problem. It's real, and it did not have to happen, because I never remember in my entire life having a vehicle with a throttle body or a carburetor that had problems like this. It never happened, because we didn't have these ridiculous designs. So the bottom line is General Motors has done a couple things. One, bad design causing limp mode conditions because of the mist from the oil that is under pressure in the crankcase because the positive crankcase ventilation system fails. The other thing is I don't think the oil is good enough to scrub the deposits that are in the contaminating oil from the poor combustion because of the ring problem. And customers are not changing their oil often enough. I don't think the recommendation is often enough. And the other thing, or several parts of this, another problem is the oil filters get plugged because the oil is not getting changed enough. So it can't the oil filters just can't remove any more of these contaminants, which causes them to plug up the crankcase and the PCV system. And you put all this together, and the cars just go into limp mode and stop running, and oil consumption is higher. And if you look at the dashboard, and it says, you know, change oil now, that doesn't check the oil level. That just is a suggestion as to when you should change the oil based on how the engine's been run, temperatures, speeds, those kinds of things. It does not check the level of the oil. So if you don't check your own level with the dipstick, You're tempting fate. I'd love to hear your comments about this when we come back. Kyle Harris is with us.
Sure.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's in the front of the classroom today, and we're talking about a very serious issue with General Motors engines. The 5.3 liter V8 in its trucks. General Motors knew about this since 2007. And the vehicles that are implicated in this class action lawsuit are 2010 through 2014 Chevy Avalanches, Silverados, Suburbans, Tahoes, Sierras, Yukons, and Yukon XL. And General Motors knew about this in 2007. They continued manufacturing this. And what happens is there are problems with the oil being contaminated, and the PCV system gets clogged up, and ultimately the engines can run poorly, the spark plugs can foul, and we've seen all this. We've seen it here at the farm on customers' vehicles. And General Motors has advises its dealers to use chemical abrasives to decarbonize the engine's rings in combustion chambers. Now, I want you to think about this. They want you to use an abrasive in the engine. That's exactly why you change the oil, to get the abrasives out of the oil. Okay, but that's what they're recommending. It's only a temporary fix, they say. And this is like the most crazy thing I've heard of. Kyle, what are your thoughts about what I've said?
Well, it's really interesting you mentioned that, Vince, because I've had two particular instances in the last 3 years that have come up over those very kind of issues. An acquaintance, a friend of mine, who had a newer Suburban with the cylinders that will cut out at highway speeds, his had the 5.3 in it, and interestingly, he started using an enormous amount of oil. And I mean, finally it got down to where it was a quart of oil every 300 miles. And this still was under warranty. And they said that there was a recall or an update, you know, to fix the engine, go in there and do the engine. But when they tore into the engine, it was so bad, they completely replaced his engine. And that was under 36,000 miles. And the interesting thing about this is so that is a newer one. In 1999, which they come out with that, this engine, I think in 98, if I remember correctly. I could be wrong on that. I don't remember. But I know a friend, an acquaintance of mine, this guy, I didn't know him that well, but he had a 1999 Chevy with the 5.3 in it. And he drove that truck for his work because they paid him so much mileage in his job. And he traveled all over the country. He had 373,000 miles on that engine. And the rest of the truck almost looked like new. I couldn't believe he had that kind of miles on it. But he thought so much of that truck that he went in and ordered another engine and put another engine in that. He did have to replace the transmission at about 250,000. But in any case, he was very meticulous about his maintenance on it. He would change the oil every 3,000 to 3,500 miles. But anyway, he thought so much of that truck in particular that he put another engine in it and just kept driving it. He said, you know, they won't give me nothing for it if I trade it in and get a new truck. And I love this truck, so I'm just going to stay with it. But my daughter also has a Chevy Avalanche that is in that range, and I'm going to make her aware. I think hers is an 010 or 11, and I'm going to make her aware of that class action lawsuit. But, you know, a lot of these problems come, in my opinion, from a board of directors who are demanding more profit. And it's interesting to me that the half-ton trucks, they've almost made like disposable vehicles. You know, General Motors, I mean, Ford came out with their Taurus. That was sort of a disposable vehicle. General Motors had the Cavalier and all these other little bitty, you know, they were, you know, pieces of crap, really, cars. They didn't last much more than 100,000 miles, and you had to do major work to them. But they were sort of a disposable car. And in my opinion, the General Motors company has done that to the half-ton trucks. The three-quarter tons seem to be a lot better. I've seen them with 300,000 miles when they're about 011, 012, 013 areas. And they just keep going, the six-liter. Oh, I hear the brake.
Yeah, well, we'll talk a little bit more about this. Class, this really is part of the book, and it's how to discern the truth and how to avoid these pitfalls. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Justice Department is mulling the idea to charge members involved in the January 6th occupation of the Capitol building under a federal law usually used against organized crime. The Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organization Act, known as RICO, enables prosecutors to combat certain ongoing racketeering crimes. Wisconsin prosecutors are seeking a new arrest warrant for Kenosha shooter 18-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse, claiming that he broke the conditions of his bail by moving houses and disapprove of his carefree attitude. Court documents filed with Judge Bruce Schroeder show that prosecutors essentially cannot find Rittenhouse. First conceived in the combustion of a hydrogen bomb on a South Pacific island in 1952, the heavy element einsteinium is one of the shyer members of the periodic table. It's so unstable that no one has had a good look at it till now. A team of chemists at Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory in Los Alamos has published a report in the journal Nature. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
One COVID-19 case contracted at a Melbourne, Australia quarantine hospital has caused 507 tennis players and staff to go into isolation until they return a negative test result 4 days out from the season opening Australian Open February 8th. Everyone in the football world is talking Super Bowl 55 in Tampa Bay this weekend. Tight end Rob Gronkowski with the Buccaneers reveals his mom just lives right up the road.
When we were growing up, there was five boys. Like, I see teammates now with, like, three kids or friends with, like, two kids. And I'm looking at them like, man, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you're playing ball and you got kids, you got family. And my mom raised five of us. She made sure we were at every practice. We had a meal in between each practice. We had a packed lunch from school to whatever practice we were going to. If she couldn't bring us to practice, she was calling someone to drive us to practice to pick us up. She was just so great at organizing everywhere we should be. And the impact on my life she has made has been tremendous and has just carried over to this day. Like, when I'm leaving her house this morning, she's got a whole bag packed full of drinks for me. She's got a breakfast sandwich for me. She's just still on top of her game, and just the impact that she has made just on my life has just been pretty incredible, and it's just still going to this day.
Super Bowl Sunday will be an evening game this year as the Chiefs and Buccaneers do battle on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What? You've got your
take. My,
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds, sir.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us. And, class, I've got the greatest respect for our instructors here at USA Prepares. And the proof is that they're here. Because if if the board of directors didn't have the greatest respect for them, they would have a meeting and these guys wouldn't be here. So I got to tell you, your instructors are the best of the best of the best. And I'm not exaggerating. And, Kyle, I really appreciate what you do. So Rich Sheehan has called me a bunch of times over the years. And he asks, and I'm going to paraphrase this, and he will ask me and say, Vin, so with the economy the way it is, the dollar being worth less, if a person had some extra wherewithal, some, let's say, savings, what would you suggest that that person do, you know, in terms of a vehicle? What kind of a new truck? You know, he'd been to the auto dealers for some service or something on his truck, and they suggested that he get a new pickup truck. And he asked me, like, so what would you pay for a new truck? And I said, I wouldn't have one. And he said, so what if it was like $20,000? Would you get one? I said, no. $13,000? No. Rich, I wouldn't get one for free. And the reason is they are not dependable. They are not, you can't live with them. They are so complex. The emission systems, the engines, the engine control computers, there's so many sensors that, and they're so poorly put together and they're so complex that even the dealerships can't seem to fix them. So I wouldn't have one. Now, I did buy a brand new truck. I bought it, you know, maybe 2 months ago. I paid $3,500, 3500.00 for it. It's a 2001 Chevrolet pickup truck. It's a short bed, manual transmission. And the reason I bought it was because it didn't have any rust on it. It was from out of state, and they don't use road salt. So I bought this, and I've been rebuilding it. And I've been putting a lot of parts in it. By the time I'm done with this 20-year-old truck, it's going to cost me about $5,500 to $5,800. And that's with me doing and my son doing all the work. Right? So, what? And I'm using this as a vehicle. I'm not bragging that I bought a brand new 20-year-old truck. What I'm trying to tell you is that it's crazy, in my opinion, to buy a new 2020 or 2021 truck or anything even like that because of the problems that Kyle and I are delineating right here. Kyle, any comments about that?
I totally agree, Vince. I wouldn't even take one for free. My dad used to have a saying, you know, he said, you can get trouble for nothing. There ain't no use paying for it.
You need to write that book. You need to write that book of the Kyle Harris family sayings. Okay, so I just went into the kitchen, got some coffee, and our son was there between working on in the automotive shop and farm work. And I said, so, son, what's the coming in today? He said, well, I've got a truck coming in, and it's got the lights flicker in the back. Now, the owner of this pickup truck got pulled over by the police because the lights were out. Now, whenever we change the oil, we go over these vehicles very carefully, check the lights, and they were working fine. Well, we live on a lot of dirt roads here, lots of bumps and rocks, and so this banging just seems to exacerbate the problem with the lights, you know, flickering. So the police gave her a warning, and so it's coming in for a complete wiring harness for the taillights. It's $42 from it's a Delco part, a General Motors part, because the Chinese ones aren't as good. So here's the point. Here's what I have found with lighting. Headlights, taillights, the wiring is thin. It's as thin as could possibly be. It's not oversized in any stretch. The connectors where the bulbs contact the sockets to the harness, they are weak and they seem to pit and corrode, and then the lights stop working. And the only fix, it used to be when they're made out of brass, you could use a file or a piece of emery cloth and kind of clean up the contacts and they'd be good to go. Not anymore. Now you have to replace the wiring harness. And we're finding that we have to replace the headlight connectors for the bulbs because the headlights get so hot that they deform, melt, and cause corrosion on the contacts between the headlight bulbs and the sockets and the taillights. Same kind of problems. Kyle, the pigtail connectors for headlights are about $8 a piece. So it's not bad. You can do this yourself, class. The reason I'm telling you all this is so that you can connect the dots and say, you know, my headlights aren't working. Maybe I can get that part at, you know, AutoZone or wherever. But make sure you get the, you know, good quality one because the Chinese ones are junk, in my opinion. Kyle, any comments about those things? Have you seen that as well?
Well, you bet I have. As a matter of fact, it's interesting that you bring stuff up, Vince, that I've either dealt with recently or had to help somebody else with. When you replace taillights, folks, if you have to replace the wiring harness or the little twist-in plug that holds the bulb in the back, make sure that when you get up underneath there and crawl up underneath the truck and look at the rest of your wiring that's coming down and around to it, and make sure that it's in some kind of a protection. Because just like Ben said, these things are so thin and they're made to wear out. They're made to break. It's called planned obsolescence. And that's the way these dealerships and these car manufacturers anymore are counting on making a living. These cars they have to break down. It's interesting, Vince, I've seen the 3/4 ton Chevys up to about 012, and with the heavy duty front and rear ends and the heavier duty transmission and the 6-liter engine. I have seen the 6-liter. Now, I don't know about your experience, but my experience is that the 6-liter, other than it is kind of a little bit of a gas hog, is an incredible engine. It just seems to run virtually forever. I mean, you might have a water pump or, you know, that happens with anybody. But or a coil pack or something along those lines. But the engines themselves, I don't know what they did with them or how they are different. And I'm sure that they will eventually put their planned obsolescence program in those engines as well. But up to about 012, I know, at least my experience, up to about 012, those trucks will just last and last and last. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I have experience with the Chevrolet. It's called a 350. And that engine's been around for a long, long time. It's an old V-design, yep. Cast iron block, cast iron heads. And it's rebranded as the 5.7. I know that that is great. And I know that from my perspective, in many respects, the scaled-down version of the 4.3 liter, which is that engine but two cylinders lopped off to make to take a V8 and make it a V6, has worked for me, except that we are plagued with problems with coolant leaks out of the intake manifold, because General Motors has gone from a really great design with the cast iron intake manifold to an aluminum intake manifold, and they've gone to a gasket system for the ports, the intake ports from the intake manifold to the cylinder heads. They use this hard plastic with O-rings design for the intake manifold, and then to seal the oil gallery so that oil doesn't leak out the front or the back of the engine, they just say, well, just use this silicone tube of silicone, we'll call it caulk, and just apply that, and you make a 1/8 or 1/4 inch high bead of caulk, and that's it. I mean, this is like beyond stupid, because they had a brilliant design years ago that worked. Now we have head bolts that stretch, and then the head gaskets leak, and then the engines blow. I mean, these are just beyond ridiculous designs. We have, we rebuilt my 6.5 turbo liter V8 Chevy engine, and we had to buy new head bolts, because when you rebuild, when you take the heads off to replace the head gasket, we had a head gasket leak after, I don't know, 250,000 miles. The original head bolts, you can't use them again because they stretch. So you have to buy
right.
$60, $80, $100 worth of head bolts. Now, I have two 1968 AMXs. Those things I've rebuilt one of those. One of them was my race car, and I had it on the track. I took the engine out 13 times, had the heads off 13 times, same head bolts from 1968, and they still work. That's 50 years, right? Well, here we have... You have to buy head gaskets, obviously, but you have to buy new head bolts. It's just beyond crazy what these car companies are doing to us. Well, you were talking about the wires underneath the harnesses. I believe what you're talking about is something called split loom, and it's kind of like a plastic, ribbed plastic. It looks like something you might drain water away from your leaders in your house, except it's small, maybe 1/4 inch or 3/8 inch, 1/2 inch in diameter. And you can buy 20 feet of it. Buy 20 feet of it, polyethylene, for $10 shipped on eBay. Now, we keep hundreds of feet of that in our automotive shop. And when we work under a car and we see wires that harnesses that are unprotected, we put this split loom on them. And you can use zip ties, you know, to tie the ends so they don't come off. And literally what it is, it's flexible plastic. It's like a hose. It's black. And it's ribbed so it'll bend in all kinds of directions. And it's like an armor shielding for the wires. That's what it is. It's used on trailers. It's used on underneath cars. The factories use it. And you can buy it, and you can do it yourself. And you don't have to cut the wires. It's split down the middle long ways, so it'll fit over the wires, and it forms a tight seal. Now, is it watertight? No. But what it really does is it keeps the dust and rocks and chafing from destroying your wiring harnesses. Kyle, your comments.
That's exactly correct, Vince. Yep. And I always try to use some kind of a dielectric type grease if I put those, when I plug those in or turn them in, you know, where the connector goes into the light socket. Because they just, if you don't, it tends to, they dry out, they corrode, and like you said, they burn so hot that they tend to, it'll corrode your connector right in there. Anytime there's any connection spot, it tends to corrode that, and then if you get anything in there, it'll ruin that light bulb.
And here's a couple other thoughts, along with what you're saying. Class, I know that you've plugged a toaster in or you've plugged something into your AC outlet, and you've seen it spark. I mean, just a little tiny spark. And if you look at the prongs of your plug, whether it be a toaster or a toaster oven or a mixer, whatever it happens to be, you'll see little tiny microscopic pits. Well, I believe that happens with the light bulb socket to light bulb connection. When you power up your headlights, it draws so much current that it causes a little tiny arc. And one of them's okay. Two of them are okay. Five of them are okay. But over time, there's so many pits, it probably looks like the surface of the moon. And that's when you have these failures, when the light bulbs don't work anymore because the socket has been damaged with these little tiny pits. And you can fix that. You can just replace the socket with some pigtails, $8 or so, and you'll be good to go. But as Kyle said, dielectric grease is where it's at. Dielectric. It's about $6 a tube. Use it sparingly. It's synthetic, and it will preserve the connections to keep the moisture out. It really works well, but do not get it on the glass of the bulb because it'll cause the bulb to wear out. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Al Harris and I'll be talking about tips from the bookend. He will be adding, subtracting, multiplying, dividing with his thoughts. And isn't it interesting, class? Believe it or not, well, Kyle, let me ask you. How much time have we spent preparing for this broadcast? How much time did we discuss the topics?
None. Zero.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I remember it that way. I remember it that way, too. Class?
Hey,
none
I've got
of
a
this.
Question for you, Vince.
Sure.
On the 4.3 that you worked on, or the 4, whatever that Chevy is.
Yeah, it's a 4.3 liter. Yeah.
Yeah, 4.3 liter. When you, because I helped a friend of mine do that very same thing about a year and a half ago, on his, he had a Oldsmobile Bravada with that engine in it and was having bad leaks. And I told him to, because many years ago when we did this, they, in those channels in the bottom where the intake manifold set, they used to make a rubber, inset that went down in there like the gasket. And so I told him unknowingly, he said he had a hard time finding that anymore, but he eventually did find a pair of them that we put one in the front and one in the back, with a little bit of that high temperature RTV sealant down there to kind of hold it while we were putting the intake manifold back. And he's still driving that, and he said it's not leaking at all. And I was wondering, have you ever found those?
No, and you know, that was one of the things I was going to discuss, but I thought it'd be too complicated for radio. What Kyle's saying is the intake manifold has gaskets on the left and right sides where the intake manifold mates in like a V shape. One side matches the head on the right side of the engine, the other on the left. But the front and back, they used to have these rubber strips that were a U-channel strip, and you just put them in place, a little bit of aviation cement, which is like a tacky tar cement, and it would last forever. That's the way it used to be, and no problems. They didn't fail. Now, it's just put some RTV on there, some silicone caulk, and hope for the best. And it's a miserable job. And so, no, I did not find those. So we did it the way it's conventionally done, recommended by Felpro. And I don't like those guys anymore. Felpro, the gasket company, they used to be great. Now you call their tech support and they manage you. What are you calling us for? You know, well, we're calling you because your gaskets fail. That's why. So anyway, you're absolutely right. If I could find them, that's what I'm going to do. And I need to do that to my 4.3 liter V6. That's the only problem I have with the engine. But I wanted to mention something else. Now, you are an electrician, a commercial electrician. I've been awake at night thinking about this for weeks. And this is, it's a silly thing, but we've all seen it, but we haven't paid attention to it. And that is, you know, when you plug your plug into the wall outlet, the plug most of the time has a little hole on the left, you know, each prong. So each, not the ground one, but the AC prongs have a little hole near the end of the tip of the prong. And so my question is, why? Why are those there? So I went on the internet and I looked it up. And, one guy says, oh, it's for heat dissipation, because that prong gets hot. That's nonsense. Another guy said, well, just think of all the metal you'd save, if you punch out all these holes and you collected that metal and reused it. That's nonsense. I mean, that's a lot of operation for a little tiny punch out. So what is the reason? And I think I figured it. Oh, one guy said, oh, yeah, well, what happens is there's a little detent in the socket. So you plug that, you put the plug into the AC socket on the wall. And I'm talking about a household socket. We all have these in our houses and homes and apartments. Another guy says, well, that detent is there because there's like a spring-loaded part in the socket or the receptacle and holds the plug from falling out. Well, that's not true either because there is none. So, Kyle, do you have any thoughts? I think I figured out the answer. And it has to do with what we're talking about with the GM light sockets in cars.
I don't, Vince. I can tell you one thing, though. If you would have ever just become a scientist, I'm sure you could have cured probably 50 different diseases because you just go after something like a pit bull and you figure it out. And I'm proud to have said that you're a friend. But what did you figure out for that hole? That's amazing.
Okay.
That's funny.
Oh, all right. Well, here it is. Now, I mentioned that when you plug something, there's a possibility when you plug one of these lamp cords, toaster plugs into the wall, there's a possibility that it can spark. If the light bulb was on, 100 watt light bulb back in the good old days, or a flood lamp, or whatever it is, if it's drawing current, it could just arc just a little tiny bit. And that would put a pit on the tip of the plug and the socket where it connects, the metal parts where they connect. Well, I believe that hole is acts like a file. It's not really a file, but it will polish the connection of the plug and the socket when you insert the plug in, out. Those, I believe that's it. That's the only reason that makes any sense to me, and that's why they're there. Except on some new Chi-Com products, they don't need no stinking hole. They don't do that because they don't care about you. And not only that, they made the prong shorter. The Chinese are the 10%ers. Well, we can do with 10% less, 10% shorter, 10% thinner. Just look at popsicle sticks that the Chinese are making. You can hardly hold on to them.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise@GCNlive.com.